This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Janice Doms loves her community of Wilberforce. It's a place where neighbors are friends and people go out of their way to help others in need. That's why Doms is excited about the upcoming clothing swap taking place on Saturday, October the 4th. Organized and run by the Wilberforce Fundraising Committee, the event is aimed at helping individuals and families find new to them clothing for free while keeping unwanted items out of the landfill.
I'm part of the Wilberforce Fundraising Committee. And so as a committee, we try to come up with initiatives throughout the year that will bring fun and or raise money back to the community. I think it's probably been running for like 50 years, at least. Back in the day, it was called the, you know, Wilberforce Rec Board, and it was actually municipality driven. Like, there was staff members and usually a council member on it. And then over time, what are they just sort of like, you just become like a volunteer group sort of thing, right? So there's a couple of things we do every year consistently. It's our go-tos. But the last couple of years, we've been trying to think of like, what else can we do? What else can be fun and different? And I had been talking to my sister who lives in Newmarket, and she said just within their little community block, the ladies all get together twice a year. I think they do it spring and fall, and they have like a lunch and cheese and crackers and wine, you know, kind of thing. And they all bring their clothes that they don't want, and they all do this. They do this swap thing, and she goes, everybody goes home with stuff they never had before. They got rid of stuff they don't want. She goes, it's so much fun. And then it's like, I got thinking about up here. And I know and I see there's a lot of need for, I mean, there's a lot of people who are living just at or below the poverty level. There's not a lot of extra for anything. And I mean, I know I personally go through it seasonally, you know, don't need these, don't need this. And the clothes go into the big bins, you know, for donation. So I said to the group, so what if we try to organize a community clothing swap where it's free for everybody? You don't even have to bring clothes if you just want to come and see and need something. And they're like, yeah, I have stuff. I'm sure everybody has stuff, right? For your husband's stuff or your kids that have, you know, left home that you saw hanging in the closet, whatever not. And so it just went from there, and just threw it up on social media, got some posters printed to throw around town, and then the word of mouth, and I think it's going to be a huge success.
Charity runs deep in Dom's blood, and she's thrilled to be spearheading this free initiative. There's no limit to what clothing swappers can take home. And because the aim is to keep clothing out of landfills, Dom says anything left over will be forwarded on to others.
If you want to come in and take 6 garbage bags out the door with you, that's fine. Like, it's not going to the landfill, and it's staying within the community where it's really needed. And then so we've had people like, well, what about all the leftover stuff? And I said, we will then find the appropriate charities to donate it to. Like, there's organizations within Haliburton, there's charities in Bancroft, there's everywhere that we can then in turn redonate the remainder of the stuff to it. We basically just ask that they're in clean, wearable condition. People can just drop off their bags. They don't have to wait for us to sort it. We will do that. And if we think there's stuff that might not be suitable, we'll set them aside. We can create a rag bag for men who, you know, work in the garages and they need rags for their hands, you know, that sort of thing, right? So we're not going to throw out, per se, anything, but we'll do all the sorting. You just have to seriously bring your clothes. We'll deal with it. But yeah, don't bring last week's dirty laundry that you don't want anymore.
The community of Wilberforce means a lot to Doms, and that's why she and the other members of the fundraising committee are so passionate about helping the people who call it home. Every year, the committee hosts a number of events meant to bring everyone together and help wherever possible.
For me personally, I feel like I'm very fortunate where I am in my life. And it's such a cliche, we have to give back, we have to give back, but we truly do. And I thought, this is something that I can really get involved in. I mean, I'm involved in a lot of things, actually, but this is one I really felt passionate about and thought, I will just spearhead this because I see it. I work in town. I see everybody come in. I kind of, you know, you get to know your customers and your people and your base of this town. And so I just saw there was really a need for this. And the rest of the group went, I mean, we only have really a solid base of 5 as our volunteer group. We have a lot of people who will come out and help with events. There are regular go-tos, and we just thought we're going to do this. And if it's a success, maybe we'll do it again, and we'll do it again. We always run, it's called Maple Fest or Maple Syrup Festival, which is held the Saturday of Easter weekend. So we put on a pancake and sausage breakfast. We have a crafters and vendor sort of market at the same time. That's a big one. We get 400 or 500 people easily through those couple hours of serving breakfast. The fire department is very helpful because the guys love being in the kitchen. They cook the pancakes, they serve, we do clean up and mingle and sort of thing. But again, it's something we've been running. I think we just had our 46th year this past spring of the Maple Syrup Festival. And then in July, we run our penny raffle. We get donations from everybody and then some. So businesses, corporations, individual donations. We use the hockey arena and we set up all tables. All the prizes are displayed with cards of what it is and who donated it. And so you can buy then, let's say, a sheet that has 50 little tickets on it. It works out, in essence, each one of those little tickets is about a penny when it breaks down. And they're numbered. They're all the same numbers per sheet. And you go around and you drop your little tickets in the buckets for the prizes you're hoping to win. We have a snack bar, and the Heritage Guild, you know, raffles off of quilts and just different things. And again, hundreds of people go through the door. And then at the end of the night, usually about 8 o'clock, we start drawing the numbers. That's been running probably just as many years, 45 years. It's community staple. We have members who, like, their kids, it was their favorite, their kids are grown up and gone, and like, it's just a memory that everybody has of the penny raffle. Those are our two big events we run. We then tend to donate funds we raised to things within the community. So I don't know if you noticed when you came into town, just by the municipal building, there's a big wooden bench. Well, first we had that commissioned this year because we realized there was the Lloyd Watson, the Keith Tallman Arena, and the Highlands East offices. We didn't have anything that actually said this was Wilberforce. So we had a local craftsman commission him and made us the Wilberforce bench. We every year give out bursaries to high school kids who have come from the Wilberforce school going on to secondary education. So there's a little application process. It's really minor. And we ask them to just write a little sort of letter saying what their plans are for the future and how this bursary would help them. And all the kids are awarded. It's not like one gets it. Anybody who applies basically gets the bursary. So we do that. We support the school, the Wilberforce Elementary School, which is right now it's a 4-5-8 school. In the past, we've donated money to help with their school trip, or years back, I think we gave them some money so they could buy some extra like gym equipment, things that the school might need. And then it's just whenever, if there's groups or something that need extra, a little financial support or whatever, and they approach us, we're happy to make donations that way. So we raise money, we don't keep any of it, we just donate it back to the community again.
The Wilberforce Fundraising Committee's clothing swap takes place Saturday, October the 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lloyd Watson Memorial Community Center. Clothing drop-offs will take place the day before on Friday, October the 3rd. For more information, email wilberforcefundraising@gmail.com.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.